the worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 7 with verses 5 through 10. The descendants of Levi who received the office of priesthood have a commandment according to the law to exact tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers, although they also have come from the loins of Abraham. But he who was not of their ancestry received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had received the promises. Unquestionably, a lesser person is blessed by a greater. In the one case, mortal men receive tithes, in the other, a man of whom it is testified that he lives on. One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, was tithed through Abraham, for he was still in his father's loins when Melchizedek met him. You know, today I've traveled to Jessup, Georgia. That's Jessup, Georgia. Amen. To pay my last respects to an uncle I loved very deeply and still do. You know, Jessup is the hometown of my father. He was born on the Ottumwa River here back in 1936. He's now passed on to heaven 3.5 years ago. My Uncle Jim, he was very confident, but humble to boot. He loved to fish and work with his hands. Carving or creating love people seemed to demand. I too was no different, asking him to cut some planks out of an old grapefruit tree stump my father-in-law grew that has such color within its hues. A few months later, I returned to Uncle Jim's to find something sweet. The colors and deep thoughts it provoked made me want to seek even more of this Jesus as I do each day, never feeling quite complete as a cross that appeared from his work for our family perfection in the lines as seen in my arms today. Yes, Jesus is seen in every cross we admire, and this one I carry today was given a coat of clear resin, where Jesus can be seen as a reflection, as the veins of the fruit of the tree need no explanation. This cross I see is the love my Uncle Jim has for Jesus, surely well prepared to find life eternal as heaven's new soul resting ever faithful in God's promise of redemption, as mercy does demand forever at rest, honoring Jesus eternal. Amen. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I continue to share you as my Lord and Savior, to seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children as we do each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for Jeffrey especially to find work, Lord, that he will love and turn into a career. We pray for our grandchildren as we do each day, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for, and those that we've asked us to pray for them. Lord, we pray for special intentions today as we ask you to look over us in our travels. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We have prayers constant for Ukraine as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from a study of Hebrews 7. It's verses 5 through 10, three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Brothers There, Their Exact Law Describes. Levi descendants, priesthood receive people's tithes. Brothers there, their exact law describes. Abraham loins come, what they can't hide. Other than Abraham, ancestry, tithes, blessing received, complied. Promises way to the unquestionable. Greater person blesses the lesser equitable. Living as he testifies is inevitable. Tithes received completely admirable. Tithes received by Levi, Abraham tithed the den. In the loins of his father we can't deny. Met Melchizedek way back when. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukruz Wiggins. It's April 18th, 2022. Recording this morning at 7:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still joining us today, we're going to try and close, maybe on a regular basis, here at Universal Utterings. Ends each day at 7:11. We'll see you in heaven at Universal Utterings. My good friend John and Marie, God bless you too. John, thanks for the suggestion. And may the blessing of Almighty Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with us today as we continue to lift up our uncle and share family time today. May God bless those who are losing their loved ones and give them peace. In Jesus' name, we close at 7:11. Universal Utterings will meet you in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for Jim Hodges. Amen.